This is not the world I was promised in your song. There's people all around me
talking fashion pillows.
About the fighter, two black eyes, blue in the face. He found his job to be an artist. I don't paint in a ring.
Tell me I won't lose if we can help each other out. You can shut me up and I might even raise a town.
I need sound and friends to match. Sleep and goals and kitchenware. And a glass, make it a bottle of your final applause. After many things, dismiss heroes just won't do. Find a loophole, stop your brain, I'll be the one
to kiss them off.
Tell me I won't lose if we can help each other out. You'll be shutting up and I might even raise a town. Tell me I won't lose it, let's play hide and seek with me. Oh, when leaving skins like me, I don't believe in melody.
One-man band.
In a sense, yes. Not when I play live, but yeah. On a record, yeah.
You are the About.
Mm-hmm.
Why About?
I wanted to choose a word for a band name that was just a word by itself, and About is never used without any other word. So I thought that was funny, and I couldn't come up with another name. So.
Do you have other projects then?
Not for myself, but I work with a lot of other bands that I sort of produce or write arrangements for, but this is my own project. So.
How can we call this? Dance music? What was your aim when you thought, yes, I should do something solo-ish? something good on stage.
The idea was to be in between a dance act or an electronic act and a band. So I did the record by myself, and I could sort of find a middle between those two areas. And then when I was going to play live, I decided that I wanted more of a band, so I asked Mark, my guitarist, and it became more like a rock and roll thing. And we jump around a lot on stage, and it's like an energetic thing, which is more fun. I mean,
yeah.
Laptop shows are usually boring, and people checking their emails. So.
Hello. Hello. Hi. We are About from Amsterdam. Good evening. How are you? Good. Okay.
I want to be
Thank you.
What do you think about guitar music nowadays?
Oh, there's a lot of interesting stuff. It's just that I didn't want to do just guitar stuff, and I didn't want to do just techno stuff.
Yeah. But
I mean, there's a lot of interesting bands. I just heard the new Mars Volta last week, and I thought it's brilliant. I mean, it's really good stuff. And, I don't think they do. I mean, they try a lot of things in the studio, but it's mostly guitar music and like regular band stuff. But I think it's brilliant. Yeah.
Guitar is a very iconic instrument.
It is.
That's why you have chosen that certain instrument?
Well, it's the instrument that stands for bands or rock and roll or whatever you want to call it. It's, I mean, I could have asked a drummer, but it's so obvious what it is. When you have some distortion on it, it's rock. It's
yeah.
And I like the impact that it has. If you want to make people dance, you need a good beat and a good guitar. That's about it.
What the main conception when you were starting to compose your own music is the first of all it should be danceable.
Well, the reason for starting it was that I just liked a lot of different types of music, and guitar music was one aspect of it. So it wasn't the guitar per se, but just I wanted to put everything that I liked into one record. And but for playing it live, it was the most obvious thing to use the guitar. So.
What do you think about the electronic music today,
scene? That's a good question. What do I think of that? I think the last couple of years there's been a trend of using more band type material in electronic music, like the Ed Banger stuff,
yeah.
And Institutes, and well, Institutes is more electronic, but I moved to Berlin last summer, and I found that, I mean, that's really an electronic city, and a lot of people trying different things, and there is some interesting stuff, but I spent a lot of time in the past in just doing techno music, which I still love, but it's too limited. It's just that. I like songs and it's not enough. It's just one thing. But I mean, there's people that make good techno music, of course. And I always like what Richie Hawtin is doing, and I still do, and Jeff Mills and people like that. But I do like that new trend with Ed Banger and people that do similar stuff. When it becomes more of a rock thing and
more of a funk thing too.
Sure. It's not just like the 303 acid stuff anymore.
Yeah. It's really interesting that this new venue or how movement in the electronic music is mm-hmm. is it's not connection with the the rave idea, the fast beat. Mm-hmm. It's getting slower and slower in a way. So it's not focusing on how people could, you know, get mentally high mm-hmm. from the music, but it's focusing on the music itself.
I think it's more towards like actual dancing instead of having a lot of drugs in you and just going like that. I mean you get the chance to dance again and have fun, and fun is a big aspect of what most people are doing these days, and it's been too serious for a long time. People want to have fun, of course, and if you want to go to a party, you want it to be fun instead of everybody on drugs and drinking. And it's fun, but that's not the only thing. And sure, I think I agree. It's bringing more song structure into electronic music, which it never had. It was purely minimal stuff, mostly, and it still is for a big part of it. But that song structure brings out the fun instead of the trip. And I like that. It's.
Last time.
Thank you.
So the DJs became more like rock star.
Or musicians.
Or musicians.
Yeah.
So on the stage, what we will see? We will see a guy in front of a laptop.
Behind the laptop.
Behind the laptop, sorry. And also what else?
I sing. I jump around like a madman. and my guitarist does too. And we try to make a fun thing for the crowd. And it's more like a rock show where the band will really get into it and start sweating. And I don't know. We might see naked people in the audience or beers flying around or I don't know. But it's more like a rock show. It's not. It's. I don't want to. Keep up the standard image of either the laptop act where you just stand still behind the laptop and you want people to listen to the music, or I don't want to do the DJ thing where it's just about the audience. I mean, it should be a combined thing, and so it's more like a band, but still is a dance act, and it doesn't have to be anything. I just want to keep it in between. And I think it works. So.
What will change in your next album?
What already has changed, I'm writing it right now. It's going to be more actual songs. The first album was sort of an experiment trying to figure out if I could do a pop album coming from a techno background. And I had a lot of fun trying it, but also a lot of the songs were in a way experiments, and I'm finding that new songs are not as much experimental but more like traditional songs, and maybe even towards Gilbert O'Sullivan and Bowie, and like real 70s piano things. And in the end they will turn out more electronic and danceable again, but they're starting out as piano songs right now, and so it's going to be more regular songs with crazy beats in the end, but
going straight to video. A decent cast, but somehow people didn't catch the show. My role is finding magic words for altering the facts. Yes, I am great magician, show you disappearing act. I did not have fun tonight, but ended up also. And even when I shouted more, it only proved me right. That I was fast and you made sounds of patterns with your eyes. If you don't move from where I stand, don't ask for second round. Thank you.
is my audience?
Regular club clubbers, or maybe there are other guys who are popping in into your shows because of that rockish background.
It's hard to tell because we don't fit in with the dance crowd. I thought we would, but we don't, because we're too strange and we play songs and we sing, and that's not something you're supposed to do when you go to a techno club. But I found that we kind of fit in with indie crowds, so people that like bands, and some people think we're too strange, and other people, they like the things that we do. And so I would say just indie people, people that go to rock shows. And yeah, that was a surprise when I started playing, but I actually like it. I mean, I found that people that are interested in bands tend to be a little more open to all kinds of music instead of just one. I mean, if you do electronic music, all the subgenres like minimal or acid or the headbanger stuff, I mean, you tend to stick to just that sound, that you like that and you want to listen to that. And people don't like drum and bass, or they're too strict about those things. So I would say indie people. That's fine.
Everywhere is indie people now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be indie.
It's mixing.
Nowadays.
That's I think why Ed Banger got so big. It's people want to have everything in one package, and like you go to a dance floor and you want to hear a rock song next to a minimal song or whatever. And that's so yeah, that makes sense. That it's all indie people now. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What do you think about vocals? Do you use your own voice as an instrument, like another line in the dance track, like a drum line? How do you use your voice, and also do you want to inform your audience about something? I mean, there are, you know, tales in your lyrics or whatever.
Well, most lyrics are personal. They're just things that I went through, or friends, or about love, or just regular things that everybody writes songs about. It's not anything different than a different song. I don't know. The songs on Bongo are a lot of them are very rhythmical, very short words or parts of words, and those are like almost like rap in a way is used, but it's not rap. It's really singing, but they are really short and rhythmical, and and the newer songs, it's more, they tend to go towards normal vocal lines and they're more musical. But the older songs, it differs. I mean, it depends on the song. And it's a good question. Never thought about that. It's interesting. Mostly melody, I suppose. Yeah.
everything is taking too long. Bumping me, I am in danger. Don't you trust me, why go pointing doing that now? I am dead, CDS leader. All I really know is how to use a stack of marshals. I can hide behind the abs that are turn distort my view. Don't want to have to fight a fever when it's out to get me. From my corner, I am not afraid to hide behind computer screens. That's it, you can count me out.
Have you been taking vocal studies?
No. Recently I have.
Are you learning singing?
Recently, yeah. just technical tips, like how can you warm up or...
Yeah.
I'm touring with another band right now as a keyboard player, and we have to do a lot of harmonies. So we had some vocal study things. With all the singers, so we can all roll in tune. And it's been very helpful, actually. I mean, I'm not a singer, so I don't want to be a singer. It's just a part of what I do. But it helped me sort of to get some tips or how to use it, how not to use it. So.
I always ask this question: what are you listening when you're listening your music?
We've been listening to. A lot of jazz recently, like old Charlie Parker stuff. I don't listen to that much music because I'm so working so much on my own stuff. When I'm finished with it, I sort of my ears are so tired. So I do have some records that I listen to. The new Hot Chip, I listen to that. I like that a lot. Vampire Weekend, that's really cool. I would say those are the things I've listened to recently, but. It all depends. I mean, it's just what I has to do with the song that I'm working on at that point. I've been listening to a lot of classical stuff recently for some intro to a song that I'm doing, and so it's not a specific genre. That's why I did that record, because I just like a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my last question is: how can you pop onto trends? What do you think if you were getting older and older, will it be harder for you to see the trends and recognize the patterns, the sky patterns?
I don't know. I don't really follow the trends. I mean, I keep up with what's out there because whenever we play, there's always other people playing, and you meet people and you see what they're doing, and so it's not a matter of keeping up with the trends, but just seeing the people that you work with. And about patterns, I don't know. It's pop music tends to repeat itself every few years. Ad Banger is not really anything new. It's just
of course.
It's a different way of using old methods, and of course that's really interesting. But I don't know. I don't think it would be harder to understand what's happening when you get older. It's just a matter of how much you're involved with the music scene. I have no intention of quitting for a while, so I hope to follow up.
check and we play the bet.
Thank you very much. Have fun with Susie. Thank you very much. We were about from Amsterdam. Have fun with the rest of the bands. Good night. Bye.
Az internet, a bloggerek és az új információforrások elterjedésével kérdésessé vált a magazinok jövője.
Olyan válságot élünk meg, amivel nem csak a magazinoknak, hanem minden hírforrásnak szembe kell néznie.
Szórakoztató magazinokat akarnak, nem pedig olyanokat, melyek felkavarják életüket.
A fogyasztói kultúra és a demokrácia nem ugyanaz. Azt mondanám, ellentétei egymásnak.
Magazinok sikertörténetei. Ma délután az M2-n.
Vannak a barátaid. Harckocsit vezetni nem nagy plusz, de a teherautós tudás kell, az más káposzta.
Vörösi titka, jönnek, nem beszélhetek tovább.
Csak nem képzeled, hogy úgy jönnek nekünk fejszével, mint a vadak.
Nekem mindig az utolsó percben kell megtudnom, ha készül valami.
Hú, micsoda bohírba.
A négy páncélos és a kutya. Ma délután az M2-n.
Akik miatt újra kell írni a történelem könyveket. Akik újításaikkal megreformálták a hadtudományt. Akiknek hódításait még ma is legendák övezik. Olajbogyók. Angyalbőrben. A lefegyverző sorozat. Ma 17 óra 35 perckor az M2-n.